All right, hi everybody, and welcome to Lecture 4 in this ancient history program of History at Our House for the Elementary Class. Today we're going to keep talking about this idea of you are here. And what does that have to do with studying ancient history? Well, to answer that, I'm going to take you straight to the class notes, and just since this is especially now we're moving into our second week, and we're just going to be learning some of the ropes here as we get our procedures going. Let me share my screen with you, and I'm going to take you to, well, what is the lower elementary class webpage, but the upper elementary looks very similar, of course. And so once you navigate through to the lower elementary class webpage, you'll see, of course, the recordings from previous classes. And we have been talking about this interesting question and how different subjects that we study help us to better understand the world that we live in. And we are now getting to the answer, which has to do with history. So that is our theme here as we pursue that theme. Before we dive into the ancient history content, we need to be very careful about how we do it. So that's what we're talking about right now, is this theme. And that is discussed a little bit in the class notes. So I'm going to go ahead and bring up the class notes. Just before I do that, just want to, of course, just walk you through this. This was our history through art class, right, with the painting. If you want your own, you know, image of it on your computer, just click on it and you'll get the big version of that painting for your own computer, okay? And meanwhile, then, we also have the first of our ancient geography lessons. So that is now available there. So if you haven't done it yet, you can certainly do that sometime this week. And of course, we are now working our way into week two. Okay? So let's just now bring up the lower elementary class notes. The upper L are pretty much the same. Just a very brief review of the most important thing that we talked about last time. So the most important thing that we talked about last time was, what does history have to do with understanding where we are? We live at a certain time. We call that the present, right? In a simple sort of way. And most people think that history is the study of the past. And then if they think that, though, they fall into a trap. And that trap is that the only thing you learn about when you study history is the past. If history is about the past, then when you study it, you're learning the past. And that's why most people, sadly, most grown-ups, even if they wished that they could learn about history and then it mattered, they feel that it doesn't. And they've been taught that it's about the past, and so they've kind of given up on it, and most grown-ups don't pay any attention to history anymore. It's kind of a subject that they had to learn when they were kids, and now they've forgotten all about it, which is really sad. And so what we're going to try to do is not fall into that trap. What we're going to do is we're going to think of history as a way to understand the world we live in. Okay? So one of the ways to understand where we are. That's another way of saying it, right? The world that we live in. All right, so those are your class notes. I definitely recommend that you read those and make sure you understand them. And then if you get to a sentence that's got you a little confused or something, then, of course, the first thing to do is talk to mom or dad and say, what do you think Mr. Powell means over here? And if you can't sort it out, then you should, of course, raise your hand in class and say, Mr. Powell, I read the class notes. There was something there that confused me. Go ahead and ask me about it. We don't want to start the year with things that we don't understand, that will just be piling up confusions on top of confusions, okay? So this is really important. This is where we're going to get started here in our study of the past, by making sure that we understand that the past is not some sort of separate thing that is disconnected from the world we live in. We're going to make sure that we understand that there is a connection. Okay? And, well, last time I introduced you to one of the ways that we're going to do that. One of the ways that we're going to understand the connection is we're going to take this fact that we are here right now, and we're going to start with that. So let me go ahead and jump over now to this, for the moment, blank timeline that we are going to use. And we're going to fill this thing in as we go along here. And notice that the very first thing that is presented on our timeline is this very idea. You are here. Where are you? Well, this school year, right, is going to be 2015-16. That's our place in time, right? And if we're going to study history, we never want to lose sight of that. Because, as it turns out, this is the only reason why we're studying all the rest of the stuff. So, if we forget that, we're really making a big mistake. Okay, and we're going to talk about that more today so that everybody here is comfortable with this idea. Okay, so we're going to say, all right, we are starting here. And then, as we just barely introduced last time, we're going to study the past. And, well, just like on that chart, those Portland charts that we saw last Wednesday, right, we're going to draw a line back from where we are back into the past in order to get back there. And in order to get back to where we are, whenever we are in the past, how do we get back to where we are? Well, we got to follow along this line. Since this is history, it's a timeline, right? All right, so this is the beginning of getting set up to study history. Now, why today? We're going to talk about why this is the first thing and the most important thing to pay attention to when it comes to studying history. If we don't take this seriously, if we don't take this, understand how important it is that we are over here, okay, then none of this matters. That's why this is empty right now, because if we don't get this down, then quite frankly, Mr. Powell's not going to bother with the rest of this stuff, because it doesn't matter. Okay, so then if this is the stuff that matters, we better get that right. And then we're gonna see why the rest of it does matter. Believe me, it does. And I've spent over 20 years of my grown-up life studying it, so I'm happy to report that I'm quite convinced that it matters a lot. However, this matters more than all of the rest of it added up. Whoa. That's why this is like this. So what does that mean? Why does it matter more than anything else that we pay attention to where we are? Okay. Well, how are we going to figure this out? Why? How am I going to show you that this is the most important fact of all? Well, I'm going to show you it in a few different ways here. Okay. So just as an obvious reminder of something that's obvious that everybody here knows. Everybody that's studying this is either in America, the United States, or maybe Canada, places like that, right? And so that's where we are. And that is really important for us to pay attention to if we're going to study the ancient past. Because if we were in a different place, we might not study ancient history at all. What do you think of that sentence? Think about that sentence right now. Does that ring true to you? And can you think of an example of how that is true? I'll repeat it. If we were in a different place right now, we might not study ancient history ever. We might never pay attention to it. Now, this is a very important way for us to understand that where we are matters. Who can think of a way to explain to everybody else, if we were in a different place, we would never study ancient history? Can anybody do that? This is the time for raising your hand, if you have an answer, of course, or maybe a guess. Okay, Julia, go ahead.
I was thinking maybe, like, if you were in a place where when your parents didn't have enough money and it was like a bad environment.
All right, that's a great answer. So what do you mean? Why wouldn't you study ancient history in such a case?
because you were like just trying to stay alive, basically.
Okay, that's a fantastic answer, Julia. That's exactly what I was thinking of, too. So if we go over here, I was just going to show you kind of an example. I didn't want to show you guys pictures that are too, too sad. But imagine if you lived in the poorest country in the world. Here are some kids that are getting old enough to start studying history at our house if they were living in America. But would it make sense for these children to study ancient history? If Mr. Powell went to this poor place, what would be a good job for me to have? Would I be a history teacher there? What would I say to these kids? Okay, everybody, sit down and pay attention. I'm going to teach you about things that happened 5,000 years ago. Does that make sense? Would I say that to these kids? What would I say to them, right? What would make sense, Rosetta?
Well, food and water is more important, probably.
Of course it is, right? I mean, so if you live in such a poor place, then you have a whole different set of priorities, right? So if I were to go there, I would do what other Americans do in Africa is they provide aid. Right? They teach people to drill wells to get clean water. They teach people how to grow crops to help them have enough food to eat and so on, right? Would there ever be a time where I might teach these kids ancient history? Probably not. We'd have too many other things to take care of, right? So where you are matters a heck of a lot. In fact, it could be the difference between whether you study ancient history at all or if you study it or not. Okay, there's a good example. So now you're going to, okay, I see what you mean now, Mr. Powell. So where I am matters a lot. I'm in a wealthy country. I live comfortably. I have lots of technology. I need a computer and I need the internet if I'm going to be on history at our house, right? And so on. But, you know, basically, you have to be living in a certain way before ancient history can ever matter to you. All right, so we need to definitely pay attention to it in that regard. Okay, but here, let's have another, a little bit more fun with this. What if you were living in America? Okay, so we'll stay in the same place. So instead of changing places, we're going to change times. What if you were living in America 1,000 years ago? Would you be interested in ancient history? If you were living in America 1,000 years ago, would you be interested? You'd be way closer to ancient history, wouldn't you? Like 1,000 years closer, would you be more interested? Rosetta, what do you think?
No, because that would make you a Native American.
Okay, but so what's the full answer to that, right? So here's the Powell family 1,000 years ago, right? So here's Mr. Powell. There's Mr. Powell, and there's Patrick Henry, and there's Mrs. Powell. Okay, so here's, okay, stop laughing. I know it's funny, right? But if we were living 1,000 years ago in America, would we be interested in ancient Greece? No, of course not. We wouldn't even be interested in ancient America, because basically, we'd be living in the Stone Age. And we wouldn't have a clue about those things, and we wouldn't be any more advanced than some people are in Africa even to this day, right? So wait a minute. Where we are matters a heck of a lot, right? We just came up with two examples of being in a different place or being in a different time. And if we were in those places or if we were living at that time in the past, we would not pay attention to ancient history at all. It would make no sense for us to study it. Okay, Rosetta, put your hand down unless you have more on that, okay? All right, so then, why do we study it here and now? We gotta figure this out because, hey, maybe, I don't personally believe this, but maybe You could say, well, actually, we shouldn't be studying it. Maybe, you know, somebody might say, well, actually, we are so far advanced into the future now, we have so much technology, and our lives are so different, that we don't need to study ancient history. Could you imagine maybe thinking about that and saying, have you ever thought of that? Maybe thinking, hey, wait a minute, why do we study ancient history? We're way more advanced, so why would we ever study that stuff? Could you imagine it? I mean, here, think of it this way. What about, let's imagine that human beings are very successful and create a fantastic civilization and 10,000 years from now in the future, we live all over the galaxy. Ooh, that's very exciting. Does anybody else here like science fiction? I love science fiction. So imagine a future in which human beings are living on thousands of other planets all over the galaxy because we know how to travel through space and all that kind of stuff. Would you study ancient history then? Would people be interested in ancient Egypt 10,000 years from now? In a galactic civilization? Well, I thought that would be an easy question. But it's hard to kind of imagine being so advanced, right? But Patrick, what's your sense of it?
No.
No, the Earth is just would just be one little speck in the universe that we are living in, and we wouldn't pay any attention, hardly any attention to it, and so it just wouldn't matter. Now, Jeremy might like to argue otherwise. Jeremy, you want to say yes?
Yes, because if we don't know this, we might make the same mistakes.
Well, okay, so, but you'd be saying, yeah, I get what you're trying to say. So you're trying to defend history. And thank you for doing that, Jeremy, because I agree with you in a sense, right? That in general, history is valuable and we wouldn't want to let go of it. Okay? But Jeremy, would the people of the future who can travel faster than the speed of light, would they be worried about the mistakes that the ancient Egyptians made? Right? The ancient Egyptians made strange mistakes like, well, praying to the god of the Nile, right? And saying, please give us water because otherwise we can't grow our food. Well, would the people of the future who could travel from one country, one planet to another, would they be worried about those mistakes? Right, Jeremy? Yeah, okay. Sadly, you've got bad sound today, Jeremy, right? But you're right. I think you said, what about government? Well, okay. So the people of the future, do you think they're going to have pharaohs, right? Where the pharaohs have these, you know, pretend to be gods and where the people are enslaved in order to make pyramids, which we're going to learn about this year, right? And would the people of the future ever really kind of do things like that? That would be pretty much impossible. So, yeah, I think you could imagine, in fact, that 10,000 years ago, the people then probably won't even know anything about the United States. Oh, wow. That's an interesting thought. Is the United States going to exist 10,000 years from now? Opal, what do you think about that?
But they would want to know about what it was like now, because it would be interesting. They might, I don't know, they'd like to learn about how it's different and...
Possibly, but that word interesting is a very good word. Interesting means that it's in your interest. In other words, it's worth paying attention to. So now maybe it would not be worth paying attention to. Because in the future, the world would be so completely different that people would say, well, we really don't care about those primitive humans. They were only one planet humans. We are 1,000 planet humans. So who cares about the one planet humans? They didn't understand anything, right? So they would look back on us and they would say, those people were pitiful. They didn't understand anything. So it wouldn't be we wouldn't necessarily be very interesting to them. Maybe, maybe not. You want to argue that, Opal?
But, like, people enjoy thinking about people, and some people like to see what it was like a long time ago.
Okay.
And they're interested in that when it was very different, and people did not do all sorts of stuff that we would do now.
That's a very good point. Very good point. So I'm glad that I have some students here who, like Jeremy, yourself, Opal, you're defending the idea of learning more about the past, because I do agree with you. I was just trying to see maybe if you guys could come up with different ways of thinking about it. And you're right that there could be some enjoyment to be had from thinking about or imagining the way that things were in a very different time. I completely agree with you. Right? So yes. But it would be a limited kind of value, right? It would be recreational. It would be, like you said, Opal, something that some people enjoy. But it wouldn't be necessary. It wouldn't be crucial to do it. So you would want to learn, probably. You would need to learn all the technology that's required for space travel. But on the other hand, you wouldn't need to learn how to build a canoe. Right? Because basically it wouldn't really matter anymore. So some of the ancient stuff is just not really interesting anymore. It might be enjoyable, but that's about it. Okay, one last thought on this track, Julia, before we continue. Go ahead.
Well, I was thinking maybe our society collapses and we go back to Native American type.
Oh, yeah, well, at that point, then we would be like these Native Americans on this, in this poor image, and we wouldn't be interested in ancient history either. We'd have to relearn what it's like to live in the Stone Age. So, yeah, that would be a really sad development if that happened. And then hopefully at some point, there would be a renaissance like there was after the first Dark Ages, and eventually people would rebuild, and find a way to have a great society again. So, yeah, at different times in that process, Julia, history would matter to some people, but not to others, right? So I think these are all great examples of, and I think you guys are getting the point here, of where you are matters a lot in terms of how you view the past. Sometimes it's going to be really important. Sometimes it's just going to be interesting or enjoyable, and it doesn't really matter all that much. Okay, so Now that we've entertained that thought, I want you to notice this timeline. And we're going to pay closer attention to this right now. And also think about this for a minute. Now, I think everybody here knows BCAD. Raise your hand if you feel not too sure about what that means. Okay, so we've done this enough with this group that BC, meaning before Christ, and then AD, Anno Domini. Even my lower L kids know that one and what that means. So this is our timeline of history. Okay, and so I don't think I need to explain that particular feature. If you're a student on the recordings and that is still confusing to you, then work through it with your parents, okay? But we're in a position to move forward on that one here. So what the question I want to ask is not what does this stuff mean, okay? But rather, I want everybody to pay attention to the way this timeline is organized. And I want somebody to point out to the rest of the group, if you can, that this ruler, basically, right, this history ruler, is a little bit strange. And see, and we're going to use this ruler here to figure out another point that Mr. Powell wants to make about where we are and how much it affects our study of history. Look at the ruler. And notice that it has some strange features. Okay, who can tell what the strange features are? I'm going to let Julia answer in just a second, but I'm going to try to give everybody else a hint. Normally, when you have a ruler, every part of it is equal, right? If you're trying to measure inches or centimeters on a ruler, each centimeter is equal. Each inch is equal. Is that a good hint for everybody here? What do you notice about this particular ruler? Now Rosetta managed to notice what I'm saying, but not everybody's noticed it yet. 3000 BC, 2000 BC, 1000 BC, 0, 1000 AD. So how much distance, Patrick, is between each of these marks on the ruler?
easily, it's 1,000.
1,000, okay. Well, now I asked you to notice that there's something quirky about this ruler, and you didn't raise your hand then. Because is that the case for the whole ruler?
Not exactly.
All right, Julia was first to raise her hand, so I'm going to let Julia explain it.
On the last two, on the you are here and the one right before that, it's a bigger length.
Okay, so between these marks, we have how much time, Julia?
I can't really read it.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can help with that. Now you can.
Yeah, it's 100.
Oh, this is only 100 here. How much is over here?
400.
Uh-huh, and then how much is over here?
I can't see it. 500.
Yeah, all right. So now I'm going to zoom back out, okay, and go back to this level here. Okay, notice how this ruler is organized. It's not kind of a regular sort of a ruler. So Julia mentioned that these parts over here are, this is only 100 years compared to 1,000 years over here. I wonder if anybody can figure out why that is. I wonder if you guys can figure out why that is. That's going to be something, another thing that we need to understand about history. And I'm going to go ahead and blurt it out for you guys so you can understand my meaning here. Okay? So, here's a really important fact about history. Okay? Ready for it? Ready for it? Everybody's ready? All other things being equal, things that are more recent are more important than things that are older. Or to put it another way, all other things being equal, the further back things are, the further in history they are, the less important they are. Is that true? That's why this ruler is designed the way that it is. The older things are, the less important that they are. Is that true? What do you guys think? Does that sound right to you? Julia, what's your response to that?
No!
No! Okay! Oh, I like it when people disagree. Julia, why do you say no?
Well, just because, like, the same points you've been having all along.
Well, I want to hear it again in a different way.
Well, like, it's still important, even though it's really old.
So it's possible for things to still be important if they're really old. But you see, you just kind of, you kind of unknowingly changed the meaning of what I said. I said, all things remaining equal, the older things are, the less important that they are. All right? That is actually true. That is actually true. So in other words, right now, the breakfast that you had today is very important in terms of how much energy you had, right? And the breakfast that you had 6 years ago, does it matter? Patrick?
No, it's 6 years ago.
Of course it doesn't matter, right? So that's two breakfasts, and, you know, a breakfast is important as any other breakfast. And so the older that it is, the less important that it is. Okay, but Julia did get onto something here that, well, some things are more important than others. Opal, what's your contribution here?
I was just going to say that maybe it's every 100 years instead of 1,000 years because we know more, because now we know more about it. So every 100 years there could be a lot of new stuff, and in the past it might be similar, but we just don't know about it. So we just know basic big things.
Oh, that's a very interesting thought, Opal, and you are right that we know a lot more about things that happened more recently. That's true, but that's not the reason why this diagram has been designed that way. Okay, so that's a good thought in general about history, but that's not the reason why I've set it up this way. Okay, so I'm just gonna kind of try to make it reinforce this point of things that are, now I think everybody here, gets the idea that if you're comparing equal things, let's say breakfasts, the one that you had today is much more important to you right now than the one that you had 6 years ago, right? That's pretty obvious. All things remaining equal. The amount, you know, if we're comparing the amount of sleep that you had during the night, last night's sleep is a really big deal to you right now, right? If you slept well, you've got energy. If you didn't sleep well, you might not be paying attention. How well you slept 4 years ago, does that matter right now? No. Right? So if we're comparing equal things, then how long ago they were, well, if it's recent, it's more important. That's generally the case. But Julia's point about something that's more important helps us to understand why we're going to study the ancient past, even though it's really, really far away. So, Patrick, I'm going to show you guys an example of something that's really, really important. Patrick, what did you do 44 days ago?
I have no idea.
I have no idea, right? That's the perfect answer. Who knows what they did just 44 days ago? I don't really have a clue either, right? We might be able to go back and figure it out, right? Okay, now I'm going to show you something, though, which is really fun, and take you to a website which says, how many days ago were you born? So watch this. How old are you, Patrick?
8.
You're 8. All right, I'm going to type in 8. Okay, what month is your birthday?
8.
No.
No, 9. 10.
Can you say the word?
November.
November is 11. Okay, your month is 11. And what day were you born?
The
4th. The 4th. All right, so, da-da-da-da, you are 3,223 days old. Okay, so why did I do this clever little, you know, demo here on the World Wide Web? Because I asked you, what did you do anything important 44 days ago? You can't remember, right? But you always remember what you did 3,223 days ago. Why? What happened then?
I was born.
You were born, right? Is there anything more important in the world to you? No, there can't be. Because if you don't exist, nothing matters, right? So, our birthday is something, for instance, that never stops getting further away from us, right? It's very old. As far as our lives are concerned, it's as far back as we go. But is there anything more important? Not to each and every one of us, right? Our birthday is the most important day that there is for us. So this is kind of an example of what Julia was saying. We don't have much time here because we're over time. But Julia was saying things that happened in the past are not unimportant because they become less and less important the older that they are, but they still might be important. Right. So when we go back to this ancient past, that's what we're going to have to start doing tomorrow, is start filling this in and saying, well, what is important? How do we who are here, you know, what should we pay attention to on this great long ancient journey that human beings have been on? What is there of the past that still matters today? Tomorrow, we're going to start with a huge one. Okay? Tomorrow, we're going to start with a huge one. And Jeremy already has some idea of what it is because he said that government is very important to human beings. So tomorrow, we are going to take that seriously and we're going to say, yeah, ancient peoples did some very important things when it comes to making human governments, and we do very much need to pay attention to those things. So I'll give you an example of something that's very ancient that still matters a great deal today. Okay? That will be the first thing that we dive into tomorrow. We'll start filling in this timeline of history so that we have a connection to that ancient past as we start studying the details. Okay? All right, very good, everybody. Any last thoughts before we leave? All right, great. Well then, talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.